The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Today is Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. It's May Day, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. I think it is most fitting that we do an advanced poll review on May Day. But before we get there, the song we open the show with is Regatta Time by Mr. Carlton Ferguson. One of our listeners has been asking me to find the song Dry Conk on the Line. That's right, let me make sure I have it correctly. Dry Conk on the Line by Carlton Ferguson. I have not been able to find that song yet, but I did find this song, Regatta Time by Carlton Ferguson. I found it on YouTube on a channel owned by someone by the name of Rashad Ambrister. It's the only Carlton Ferguson song I've been able to find on YouTube so far. Mind you, your search results can change because on YouTube, people can label their video as private. So you may see it one day and the next day you're unable to see it because they've changed the privacy setting on their account. So I'm calling out, if you know Mr. Rashad Ambrister, it seems he is an organist. He plays gospel music or church music, hymns and such. If you know Mr. Rashad Ambrister, please tell him we're looking for more music by Carlton Ferguson. And please, could he help us, the public, find more music by Mr. Carlton Ferguson, especially Dry Conk on the Line. Well, today is May Day. We're going to be walking through the headlines and the experiences of people that voted in the advanced poll. A caller, give me 3 seconds if you can. May Day. May Day is Labor Day for the vast majority of the world. The vast majority of the world celebrate, right, commemorate labor rights as human rights, as inalienable rights on this day, May Day. And on May Day, I always have to ask the question, why did the Commonwealth of the Bahamas decide that it would celebrate Labor Day on a separate day? This is very troubling to me because international observances of this nature are intentional. Right? The intent is that every single worker across the globe will take a moment to commemorate their rights as human rights. It is a unified global movement. Why did the Bahamas decide that it was going to essentially break away from the global movement, the unifying global movement to celebrate Labor Day in June? And there's not even a specific day, right? Like our celebration of Labor Day, our celebration of workers, our celebration of these inalienable rights is driven by a political dictate. Why is Labor Day, what is it, Friday in June? There should be a date. And no matter what that date is, we stop to commemorate. Imagine that we have pushed this celebration into a neat little package that is palatable to the political culture and to the political class. It is palatable on a plantation. So I think it's most fitting that we are going to assess the advance poll experience on May Day, as the rest of the world unifies in this global commemoration of labor rights as inalienable rights. See, within this space of labor rights, it's the right to work, it's the right to safe conditions, it's the right to equal and equitable pay, it's all kinds of rights, but it's also the right to not work. My value as a human, as a citizen, as a person in this country and on the planet is not diminished because I cannot work. That is also important to recognize. So the two things in particular that I want to focus on this morning is the statement from the Parliamentary Registration Department on advance poll voting that was published last night, the 30th of April, 2026. And then I want to ask some questions about an app that I found online. It's called Bahamas. Well, I'm going to give you the web address for the app because I'm not sure if it has a name. The address for the app is bahamas-vote-finder.lovable.app. bahamas-vote-finder.lovable.app. The numbers to call for today's show: 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720 is toll free for Family Island listeners. We would love to hear in the capital, we would love to hear about the experiences of voters on the Family Islands. And the text line, of course, is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. The first statement that I heard last night, or yesterday, was from the first statement from a political leader, was from the prime minister. And he was, you know, asking us to be patient in, you know, in consideration of the long lines, to be patient to vote. And I just want to say, maybe this entire show is inspired by that particular comment right there. The prime minister asks us to be patient. Some voters waited over 4 hours. Some voters waited over 4 hours to vote yesterday. Except that the law prescribes for employees, right? Working people, or for employers in particular, that they are to allow employees two hours added to their 1 hour lunch break if they get a 1 hour lunch break, right? So by law, you get 3 hours off your job to go and vote. How patient am I expected to be? Why would the prime minister tell me, a citizen, to be patient in a general election? Mind you, it is the advance poll for the general election. It is still the general election. Why would you tell me to be patient when the law prescribes how much time I am allowed to leave work to vote? Secondarily, I find it offensive that a man that represents a constituency, and I say this with no disrespect, a constituency with a handful of voters compared to the Capitol, how could that individual tell us in the Capitol to be patient? On top of that, you're the prime minister. They're going to prioritize you, sir. You don't ever have to be patient. The entire country turns on your schedule and your whim. The audacity to tell us regular people, Oh, you know, it's such an important exercise. Be patient. It's not just an important exercise. It is you. These words have also come out of your mouth, sir, that we impatient citizens, frustrated with the course of governance and the lack of transparency involved, that we should understand that the power that we hold is at the voters' booth. That's what the political class has told us. That's what the political culture has dictated to us and shown us. That's what you and your colleagues have said to us, that this is where we get to speak. This is our chance to say something or do something. But it goes further. It is the prime minister that called an early election. When I called it a snap election, PLPs jumped on me, digitally, of course. You got a couple of them, they just type, everything they type is in all caps. It's not a snap election, it's not an early election. The prime minister could call it when he wants. Well, why would he want to call it at a time when just casual observation and anecdotal evidence will show you that the PRD does not have the capacity at the time to handle such an exercise? Didn't we have the O.B. Winchcombe by-election? Mind you, that was a Family Island by-election, and of course a lot, you know, a by-election, a lot smaller, and a Family Island constituency on top of it. But then we had the Golden, what that one is? We had the Vaughan Miller by-election. All of the lessons were right there. But you know what the constant reply to critique from the public and the opposition was from the PRD? We got it handled. We don't know what y'all talking about. There is no issue. We got it under control. We don't know what they're talking about. Here we are at the advanced poll day, and you had to extend. You had to extend the time for voting by 4 hours. 4 hours. And the question is this an administration that can move at the pace of its own policies? Nobody forced you to call an early election. You had a minimum of 4 more months to allow the PRD to build capacity. 4 more months. You had 4 more months to allow Bahamians to come in and register at a pace that matches the capacity of the PRD. You had to stop the issuance of biometric cards. You had to stop the issuing of biometric cards, because you could not handle that process along with processing people who were moving, just moving constituencies and polling divisions. All right, the phone line is lit up. We're going to just stick a pin for a moment before we get back to that. We're going to go to the phone line and then to the text. I see you, texters. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I have a little dilemma here. I heard you mention that app, right?
Yes.
Listen, this is what happened to me, and I'm so hot right now. Maybe you might could tell me the differences I'm seeing when I explain something.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the app, and the app came up, and because it's asking you, it's telling you that it'll show you what poll you should vote in and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All my data came up. All my information was correct. It came up, right?
Mm-hmm.
My voter's card number and everything. And so what happened is that when I look at the constituency, I live in Southern Shores now.
Mm-hmm.
It showed I'm in Agneson, house number 40 in Agneson.
Okay.
I know nothing about that.
And that does not match the information on your voter's card.
Exactly. Now, my voter's card and the bio card, I picked that up 2 days before the advanced poll. I'm not right. I wasn't registered in that.
Mm-hmm.
That and my voter's card are identical.
Okay.
With the right information.
App is showing
I went to I have to go to CRD. I went there. When they put my name in the system, it came up with the same thing in Agneson and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the person in charge. I say, so what happens with me now? So they say, oh, boy, I think you can be able to vote. Because if you go in Agneson, you swear you don't live in Agneson. You're not on Southern Shores Register. So Okay. Nothing we could do.
So, this,
so I say, you're telling me now, you're punishing me, but if I take your husband, I ain't being punished?
No.
Ain't nothing they could do.
It doesn't stop. No, it doesn't stop there. So the first thing we're going to do is there is a possibility that there is somebody with the same name as you, right? Do you have a middle initial? You have middle name?
Yes,
don't call
no,
it out loud.
My middle initial is unique, right?
I got you. So one possibility is that two people with the similar name, so you have the same first and last name, and the initial is the same, right? Not the middle name, but the initial is the same. There could have been a mix-up in the search result. It could be that the information was entered to the app incorrectly. And this is why I wanted to talk about ask questions about this app this morning, right? Because I don't know who owns the app. I don't know who owns the app. I don't know who created the app. I don't know if it's a government app or not. And then the question of what if I use this app to verify my location for voting and it turns out that the app is wrong. Incorrect. The information is incorrect. So I will advise you to do this. I will advise you to go to the Parliamentary Registration Department today with your biometric card. And if you have your own paper card or the receipt for your biometric card, carry all the documents that you have and carry your phone with data on it so that when you get to PRD, you can show them what you found when you access the app. Right, when you use the app.
Aaron, guess what? Mm-hmm. All that you said, I did everything what you just said. I did all of that.
Well, okay, so here's the next thing. The app is not a government-produced app.
Agreed.
So don't rely on the app as your final source of confirmation.
I went to PRD, which is the government thing, right? I went there. When they put my name in the computer, on their computer, it came up with the same thing. And so they telling me now I cannot vote in Angleton because I don't live in Angleton. I'll be lying. I say, okay, fine. My name is not on Southern Shores Register. So he's telling me, I'm saying, but I mean, nothing we could do. This the law and this the rule and whatever. I say, so you'll punish me for a mistake y'all made. Because when I presented myself to get my bio card, I took my passport and I took my purple card. And when they gave me my bio card, it had the correct Southern Shores area, along with my purple card, they was identical.
I got you. So here's what to do.
So now they telling me basically almost like, I can't vote. I can vote on a protest ballot, but you tell me if I vote on a protest ballot, only if the election is closed, then my vote would be counted. Other than that, it doesn't count. I heard somebody say about a white ballot. I don't know what's the difference. What do I do?
Here's what you're going to do. Hold on. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to start by going to the PLP and the FNM constituency office in right and COI. They in my constituency, both parties, at least the PLP had the map up in the front office. I sure St. Anne's, FNM White have a map up in their office somewhere. There should be a map for that constituency. And basically you're going to take your voter's card and your biometric card and take a picture of the map of your house location showing where you are located, where your house on the address on your voter's card is on that map. And then you're going to go to the polling station that is indicated on your voter's card, right? That's where you're going to go. And if you have to then vote on a protest ballot or whatever, you're going to do it at the location on the cards that they give you. I would then, we got about less than 2 weeks for answers. I'm going to ask members of the legal community, if they are aware of what a voter in this circumstance is supposed to do, to please text the show, call the show, to find a way to make it public, right? So they'll know what to do. Because an app that was not created by the government cannot be the source of information that they're using to tell you that what's on your voter's card and your biometric card is incorrect. That sense to me.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. So it is a troubling situation. In the meantime, I would say go to the Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic I know that the Eugene DePuch Law School has an office on Rosetta Street where the old City Market building used to be. And say to them, listen, I am a voter. I've been faced with this issue. I am looking for legal advice. Who do I go to in the government to clarify this process?
Okay. Right.
All right. And I'm gonna if I get an answer, I can share it on the airwaves.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Well, I like this app. I don't need GPS to find my sister in Grand Bahama anymore. Good stuff.
Well,
love it.
I mean, if the intent of the app is to find people, yeah, maybe it's a good app, but...
No, don't say it, because I don't want good at it, and you can get mad at me, too.
No, I ain't mad at you.
Okay, but listen, Aaron.
I don't have enough mad to share this morning. I got to hold on to all I have.
But answer me this.
Yes.
Why would you allow an individual who could be replaced if the government changed to have all of the ballots in her office?
I don't even know about that. I'm mad at you. I don't even know about that. I have not been able to get into the headlines entirely this morning. I ain't mad at you, Uncle. I didn't press that button because I was mad. Listen, after the chaos after the vote at the Pickstock, the Miller by-election, the question of the procedure for the moving of the ballot boxes, you know, I would have thought that the state would have used every mechanism available to it, like BIS and ZNS, the entire Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, every radio station and television station. They got about 3 television stations now. I would have thought that the PRD would have had access to the state's resources to disseminate information about the electoral process to the public. From 1 year out from the scheduled date, right? It's called September 19. 1 year out from September 2026, the PRD should have been using the state's mechanisms to inform the public of the law, of the policies, the procedures attached to the election process, so that the public would not have to discern, would not have to rely on the integrity of political parties to disseminate information without bias or favor. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
After an election is called, who's responsible for the country and the election? Isn't it the Commissioner of Police?
Okay, let's say it is the Commissioner of Police. Go on.
Okay. Now, the gentleman said just now that why is the ballot boxes stored in the Commissioner's office? Man, come on, man. These people got to have more.
I didn't even hear Commissioner. See, that's... Hold on. Pause for a second. I'm not fighting you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fighting you. I just said I didn't hear him say Commissioner. I heard him say the lady. That's why...
Regardless if he said the lady, he's referring to the Commissioner.
But I don't know that. But I don't know that, sir. Regardless of whether he identifies the person he's talking about, I supposed to know the person he's talking about. Regardless of whether he actually identified who he's talking about, I supposed to know on the public airwaves to have a public conversation. No, it don't work that way, sir. It don't work that way. But also, why are you fussing me? Out of an abundance of caution, I cut the call because I wasn't certain what he was talking about. But you call here to fuss me for what? But all of this would not exist if the state used the resources available to it to inform and educate the people about the procedures for voting. All of them. Every single one. Who is in charge? Who is responsible for oversight management of the boxes? How are the boxes to be moved? The fact that we're not teaching this in school is troubling, is it not? It's troubling. All right, callers, let me go to the phone line. Producer, prep a caller for me. It says, Aaron, this is a text. Aaron, good morning. The most Asinine statement I have heard from the PRD say that the advance polling exceeded expectations. Listen, I almost changed my life from Christ when I heard that. But we're going to the phone line right now. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. I'm glad that you cut the last caller because you have a tendency to do that all the time. I don't know why he does that. You call and you need clarity on a matter, just call and ask the host if there's any way he or she can clarify certain aspect of what you seek an answer for. Mm-hmm. He does that all the time. I'm glad that you cut him because it's a waste of time. Yesterday was a disaster because the parliamentary department knew that they was having some 26,000 people. So you expect to facilitate that number basically in one room setting? Are you serious? Mm-hmm. When you have disabled people of age, some people have some other deformity and can hardly walk, to stand out in that hot sun for 6 to 7 hours to cast a vote, and that is progress. I mean, I'm not talking about the PLP thing, but that is not progress. We are regress.
Yep.
And so I have a serious problem as to what our general election looked like because they are not organized. And if they need adequate manpower, and they need adequate manpower, they can bring people in, some people who have already had some experience, and try make sense of this nonsense.
Like
because we are looking horrible locally, and I won't talk for abroad.
Yeah. The first assessment is the impact on your own citizens. Have citizens been frustrated in their pursuit of their right to vote by a lack of preparation?
And that's exactly, from all indication, that's what I see. And that's what all of the men have seen. When you have people going to literally fall out and have to be rushed to a medical center, a hospital that is in total chaos, you can imagine.
And then, thank you very much, caller. I got a number of other callers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And then I want to read the entire statement. Like, y'all need to hear the statement, but we're going to go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah. Let me just make this quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think that because you work 8 hours a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they announced people are on the line 4 to 6 hours. That's basically the whole workday already gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that the government should make a public announcement that you get a half day off on the 12th?
No.
Or just a full day off one time?
No, okay. So.
Because think about it. That means you'll have to be on the line from 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, so the law prescribes that you get 3 hours off, right? Okay, so the law says if you get an hour lunch break, you could get 2 extra hours to go vote, right? Well, you get 2 hours to go vote, and you could add that to your lunch break if you get a lunch break. I think that's the correct way to say it.
But then I noticed that you'd be all the people's on the line for the advance polling for 6 hours, and that ain't even everyone else. So that means you'll probably be on the line for 8 hours.
I mean, you would think that that's going to be the answer. You would think that the answer is for the government to tell the people you get a half day off or a full day off to vote. You know what the actual answer is? The actual answer is that the state can use the resources available to it to ensure that the resources necessary to process every single person on the register within the allotted time. They could do anything they want. You know, they could acquire land. If they needed to, they could acquire land to erect polling stations if they needed to. You see what I'm saying? So the answer is not to continue to bend the boundaries. It's not continuing to break the rules. The answer is to use the resources that you have available to you to ensure that you could do what needs to be done.
Yep, Ms. Green, the 12th right around the corner, we have a limited time to work with. So they might as well just make the announcement one time, half day off.
We might as well just tell Charles while he in the States, just come back and take it over. That's the answer. The answer is, if you have to continue to bend and break your own rules to manage your own systems, then you can't manage your own systems. That's the answer. It's as simple as that.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you very much. All right. Let me read quickly from this statement, from Parliamentary Registration Department on advance poll voting. The Parliamentary Registration Department acknowledges the challenges experienced by voters during today's advance poll. At a number of locations, extended wait times and long lines affected the flow of the voting process. I have that in red. Extended wait times and long lines affected the flow of the voting process. All of that is PRD's responsibility. All of that, PRD's responsibility. Today's turnout was unprecedented, also PRD's fault. You composed the register. You compiled the register. You added the numbers up to come to the total number of people eligible to vote in the advance poll. You knew exactly how many people were coming out. Unprecedented, remove that from your vocabulary. That's your fault. This is the first time in Bahamian history that this number of persons have participated in the advance poll. Whoop-dee-doo. It has nothing to do with your inability to perform. With especially strong participation among elderly voters, what a savvy way to blame old people for your incompetence. While operational plans were in place, comma, the volume exceeded projections and placed pressure on processing times. I have that in red because we should fire everybody involved in it. Not just in the extended, the volume exceeding or the process. The person who wrote this sentence should consider whether they need to be fired. Let me read it again. While operational plans were in place, the volume exceeded projections and placed pressure on processing times and logistics across several polling stations. What that sentence actually says was our operational plans were poor. I'm going to continue reading from the statement. The department has already begun a full review of today's operations. Immediate adjustments are being made to directly inform final preparations for the general election. We wish to assure the public that the general election is conducted on a much larger scale than the advance poll. You needed to assure us of that? Let me read it again. We wish to assure the public that the general election is conducted on a much larger scale than the advance poll, with expanded polling stations, increased staffing, and greater logistical support across the country. We thank all Bahamians who came out today and remained patient throughout the process. Your participation reflects a strong commitment to our democracy. Stop it. Stop it. It's not our democracy. It's their democracy. They showed a strong commitment to their democracy, not your democracy. The Parliamentary Registration Department remains focused on ensuring that all necessary provisions are in place for May 12th so that every eligible voter is able to cast their ballot in an orderly and efficient manner. If you remain in focus, no, change your focus. Change your focus, change the glasses, change the prescription, even change the frames. Maybe if they sit differently on your face, you will see differently. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron, Logic, Tom, and Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I won't complain against your brain.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I like to listen to you. I mean, don't get mad at me, but I call you Mrs. Logic because that's the way you bring it out to the people, really and truly. But I wanted to share this a little juxtaposition since you were talking about labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about the old. I want to talk about the young because I sent something to your phone. You could look into it and probably just comment on it on Monday. But it relates to the government summer program for the students, I guess. They are still owed some a week salary or 2 week salary. I don't know. I sent you the information.
I got you. Okay.
I just wanted to expose that in glorious BS. But I want a short poem, just a couple of words. Bahamians, don't save X. Marks are X. Don't let the politicians decide what's next. Dwight, read my text, or I'll be vexed. Let's break the hex.
I got
you. Hex means a curse. Skip that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's another example of the administration's inability to cause the service to move at the pace of its own policies. Before we go to you, caller, I'm coming right now just to note. So the site bahamas-vote-finder.lovable.app is, I think it's government produced. An individual indicated that they observed the directive communicated for the Office of the Prime Minister sharing it online. And then, you know, I have to say, but was he operating in his capacity as directive communications for the PLP? That's it. right? Like, we need, the thing must be clearly labeled. It has to be clearly labeled that it's sponsored by government. How are we to trust that the information is verified, right? How are we supposed to trust? I mean, I could tell you, I have, this is what you find when you search in, when you put Bahamas-vote-finder.lovable.app, it says, find your polling place. Search by name, voter number, constituency, polling division, or year of birth, then tap find polling place on your result. And then it has a slot where it says you could, like, it indicates you can enter name, voter number, constituency, year. And then it says public election data, read only, no data is stored on your device. That's what you see when you go to that site. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, Aaron, before I say what I'm going to say, what's a demo? What's a demo?
A demo is like you giving a short showcase of the final product.
Okay, yeah, but you say Lady Finland and the Prince of Dancing's a demo, so I was wondering what is a demo?
Okay. No, I may have misspoken. So here's what is a medley they were dancing to. So when they first walked onto the stage, it was upward, onward together by Ronnie Butler. That's the first song that they played to, and then Rushing Through the Crowd was a part of the medley. So at some point, they did dance to Rushing Through the Crowd together.
Yeah, I know. Click, click, click. I love how they dancing to that, yeah.
But look here, dear young people, there's a generation of us, that's our battle cry, you know. When you hear click, 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 it's on.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But that's what I call to say. I agreed to call it earlier, man. I was so embarrassed yesterday. To see how this country going in 2026. Man, to see all them senior citizens on cane and wheelchair, dressed by Kendall Isaacs, and then one door. And I see some of the gentlemen on cane and crutch and wheelchair and blind people and trying to get fitted in the hot sun, 80 degrees temperature. But Aaron, when you have a 76-year-old prime minister and a 90-year-old parliamentary commissioner, you can't, nothing else could happen, man. You know, concession planning. This country business have a concession planning. You know, in 2020...
Pause. They're good at concession planning. There's always refreshments at every meeting. It's secession planning. Right, they always got snacks.
I get it all way.
That's okay, man. We're having fun.
They need in past time, that's a different generation, and younger people come up to do that. You know what retirement means? This man didn't retire as a permanent secretary 3 times or so. So then time to park the car, man. That car and tie it. That didn't have too much mileage on it, man.
For me, it's the irony that the prime minister and the person ultimately responsible for the exercise are both senior elderly men. Their peers are senior elderly people. And it's as if there was no consideration. Like, the empathy is absent from the process. A process being led by 2 senior citizens. This is the irony for me, right? But because the senior people already had a rough day yesterday, I could be easy when I say this. These are things that you could have prepared for in your youth. The same way I got to take on the burden of ensuring that there are things in place for me when I get old, especially since I ain't got no children. Right? But we ain't going to be too harsh on you, because my mother was out there for many hours. One of my neighbors had to take ground for a moment to catch herself. You know what I'm saying? It is unbelievable. And then on top of it, you're going to get up and tell us that it was unprecedented. Listen, you're supposed to, when the people register and you see their age on the form, you're supposed to call them back and say, listen, have you considered whether you're going to need mobility assistance or whether you're going to need to stand in the senior citizen line? You're going to have to call them back and ask them that, if you had enough time, that is. Let's go to the next caller, and then I got to get to the text and take this call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, sir.
Okay, Ms. Green, talking about you, and I have no children, right? I saw the, I can't see, I scared. They think I'd be rushing, but these things would be in my head, and I got to say it.
Yeah.
But if you're saying something and I'm listening to you, I like to call them, especially if it makes sense. Ms. Green, and you say you ain't have no children. I never thought, like, you know, some of us say, wait, I can, you know, what deep some people experience where you're in love with someone or you had a relationship and they either get pregnant or happen some, Ms. Green, a lot of children in the round, flee home in different places.
Yeah, I got time to take a couple, about six or seven of them in.
Yeah, listen, Cam, they only need love, boy. Yeah. I love my, I call him my stepson, boy, love him just like how I love my children, boy.
Yeah.
When the baby come, boy, the baby love me, he show me love. Mm-hmm. And I love the little boy. And so I said, man, we all don't get a chance. I really care about children, love children, my good.
Adopt
then,
one.
The children, let's see if we can reach out to the Miss, yeah. Miss Green. I just wonder if you have any story there with my MP, regrettably, Jamal Strong was saying, and people sound like he sounded like he was almost crying, like he's saying, Edith Green, because I don't know if you have that story on the screen. You know the person, I ain't calling no name, the person who in charge of $50 away, see, they still there, right? So you always asking how they spend their money, so I catch mm-hmm. them, everyone say her, he, or he, on a talk show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them why they could be one and done, right?
Mm-hmm.
They take 20 minutes to answer me with the show, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say? They say, we got to get the answer from the Trey Ramen. I wonder if they were serious, but that same person, right?
Yeah.
To the voting yesterday,
yes,
my brother was there. So I said, tell her, I say, hi. She said, I'm talking to Papa. And she comes and grabbed the phone over here. She said, why are you so disgusting? I said, what do you mean disgusting? And she started, I said, why you didn't do that on the talk? So I was trying to pull that on you so people could see you in nobody. I said, why you don't talk? She said, I see your number, call me. I can call you on the 12th and you can say, I said, girl, go, you ain't nobody, girl.
Yes.
I said, you need to be responsible and tell us how you spend our money.
Listen,
you won and done, and that's how it all. There's a lot of them out there. I feel good what happened. And listen, you're going to pay for how you are treating us disabled people. I wasn't there. It happened to me in 2007. No one could have paid me to go there early no more. So that's wrong what they do. I hope God gives them old people.
Listen.
Gives me senior people and the disabled people strength to come back on the 12th and finish them off. I hope God could do it to give them the strength. I wish the opposition...
Papa, I got to go. Make sure. I got to pop. I could take the heat, Papa. I could take the heat because imagine if you had $25,000 extra dollars in your budget, you could have used that money to assist a struggling PRD in ensuring that there was mobility and disability access for disabled and senior voters. See, because here's what happens with budgets. If they allot you a certain amount of money and then you don't spend it, you have to show them a justification for them giving you the money back. Why would we give you the money again this year if you didn't use it last year, right? That's why taking a $25,000 from the Persons with Disabilities Commission is such a big deal. That money could have been used to ensure the disabled and senior voters could engage the process equally and equitably. That's the vibe. Okay, caller and then the text. Good morning, caller.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And, I must say, your former caller, I think he needs to go into the Guinness Book of World Records. I've never seen a person that can change a subject as quickly as he does.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from one thing to 10 to 20, 100 different topics.
He's a savvy.
In less than a minute.
He's a savvy media user.
When he's lost in sight, he's gained in his voice, in his mouth.
Yes.
I've never seen nothing like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I agree with what you guys said. All right.
Thank you. He is a savvy media user and understands the limited time that a caller will have to express themselves and gets as much out as possible. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green.
Hi, how are you?
And you can't feel sorry for what's taking place in the country. That's why you need a fixed election so you can have shut-off point and they can rehearse and see that, look here, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They have time to do everything. Don't feel sorry for these people and this country. That's why we need change in the country, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep doing the same thing over and over. If you have a fixed election, then you have a shut-off point for everything. The what this election was yesterday?
Advance poll.
The advance poll, you have that in a month advance, and then you have enough time to prepare for the general election.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be sorry for these people and this country.
I mean,
they don't want change.
We have to exercise empathy always.
No, but see,
I know what you're saying.
Empathy comes with people who want change.
I got you.
You want change, so you prepare to take whatever you get.
You can't let the people drain your well of empathy. I got you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Green.
Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. Let me read through some text quickly. Good morning, Aaron. He called it before the budget debate so as not to have to answer tough questions from the opposition, the press, and the public. Craig Butler laid out an assailable case for this age. You know what the joke is? Me and Beazan Johnson was having a back and forth, and that's the conversation that prompted Mr. Butler to share that statement. He may have written it already. I don't think so. But to share that statement, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I may print it up to read it out loud or invite Mr. Butler on air to share his opinion. Here's a text. My personal opinion, this may have designed to suppress voters, make voters stress out, limited voting stations, vote long line delays, no shade for the seniors and the disabled. Maybe they're hoping for persons to be frustrated and don't vote. This is a playbook in many countries. Listen, Mia Motley, she's a powerhouse, but the question is, did she use a little trick? I mean, did she rely on low voter turnout for another third term sweep? The advance polls chaos might be fixed to... No, I think there's too much exposure. If all of this... See... I want to refer to the former Prime Minister Ingram's statement covered by Our News. They did a little post-vote interview. The headline is alarming. Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram expressed concern over reports of vote and passport fraud ahead of the general election, telling reporters he finds it very alarming. Now, on register irregularities... This is what he said, quote, I hope it's just incompetence as opposed to anything else. I hope it's just incompetence. And I read that to say this. As an advocate, as a gay rights advocate, somebody who has faced personal attacks, stalking, all kinds of stuff, and deal with community issues, it's very difficult to prove definitively whether something has occurred because of malfeasance or if it's occurred because of incompetence. In this place, it's extremely difficult. That's why we be very careful with the language that we use on this show. It is likely incompetence. It is likely incompetence and not malfeasance that has led us to this place. The voters app was created by the OPM. Here's another text. I guess C. Allen and Pintard will be digitizing the voting process so we can vote without leaving home. But they already start this with the biometric cards. Biometric cards is the first step on a process. That's already started. Good morning. Please note that we are dealing with a government system. Many persons in the system are not qualified or experienced to manage. Many persons do not get input from their team members. This is why they failed. Many people were discouraged yesterday. Another text. No, Aaron. No, Aaron, let him respect the commissioner and her position. We would never refer to former commissioners as that man. Let's be respectful. No, I could appreciate that. What I was saying is the first caller referred to that woman. I had no idea who he was talking about, so I ended the call, especially since he started talking about ballots and boxes. So I did not know that they were referring to the commissioner. So I don't know why the man riled me. You see what I'm saying? I erred on the side of caution because I did not know who we were talking about. Here's another text. After dissolution, the cabinet continues to be in charge. Another text. Aaron, PM Ingram called out Harrison Thompson's disastrous behavior a long time ago from the time he botched the local government election. I don't know if he proved. The text says he proved how backwards he is under Davis's watch. Indeed, crabs are crawling on this government, the bully bunch. All right. Morning, Ms. Green. Does the law allow only one ballot box to be used for the advance poll or multiple boxes can be used for voting? I'm not certain, but this is something that the state had lots of time to use its mechanisms to educate us about. If the law doesn't allow the police commissioner to hold the ballot boxes, it does not matter that she's the police commissioner. We already know how. Thank you, Texter. Aaron, testing 1, 2 yesterday. My man in the wheelchair told us who she don't trust when she directed, who mistreated her the last time. Our Bahamians, young and old, are tired of this miserable life. Sorry I had you on the line. This text been from the top of the show. Person says, I'm pregnant and know what to expect a little before or after 40 weeks, and I is plenty woman. Who is around here? this person expressing frustration being pregnant and with other... Oh boy, the texts are just flowing in. Listen. This is a general election. The advance poll is a partisan. This is one of the most important processes in our country. And it is, according to the political class, the only time we get to say anything. We're going to continue to talk about the ways that we could improve this process. Because it ain't over yet. We're not giving up on ourselves. We could do this if we understand what needs to be done. You guys, stay tuned. Thank you for the text. I'm so sorry, callers. Thank you for your patience. I can see you on Monday. But until then, you got Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry. They're up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Make sure you come, boy. This one gonna be insane. We gotta. Hey, Shuma, we gotta.
Under the FNM, shantytowns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The FNM made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The FNM let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the FNM, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The FNM offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.